we had a teacher, Miss Forrest Edney, and he said, "Miss Edney, you forgot something." She said, "What?" I said, "You didn't whip me today. I can't go home." But in those days, it's not only true in our family, but in all of the families, if a child got a whipping at school, they would get another one when they got home.
Right.
And I think that was very good because it really was upholding a teacher. I'm sure that there might have been cases of child abuse or wrong, but not too many. If a child was paddled, they were being punished for something they had done. And then we had to stay in after school for minor things like talking in school. And then you had to write, "I must not talk in school," 500 times. And I've stayed in practically every afternoon. And that's the reason I can't write now, because I wrote, "I must not talk in school," too many times.
How was the furniture arranged, and what did you have?
We had desks, and they were in rows. They were in the back room of the larger desk, because the older students sat there and they graduated down in size to the front of room. And then on the front, we had what we call the restoration bench. And it's each class.
Marcus,
I didn't think that word up. It just came to me, and I'm sure that's what we called it. But if you were having the, she would say, "All right, fourth grade," and we would all come forward and sit on this bench, and you recited your lessons from there, or your reading class, or your spelling, or whatever was recited from this bench. And then when your class was over, she was through with your session, you went back, and then she called another class to the front.
Actually, very practical, because you keep the noise level down.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, they sat on the front.
I never knew that.
It was quite a long bench.
Mm-hmm. And the whole class.
The whole class. You would have maybe 8 or 10 in each class.
Mm-hmm. While the others would be
at their desk in the back, studying. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it was widespread or whether this was just a very good idea on the part of your teacher.
Well, these benches were custom made, the same as the desk, so I'm sure it must have been the same in all of the schools.
Mm-hmm. It's just a detail that never come up. I often wondered how it was possible to teach 5 or 6 mm-hmm. grades at one time.
Well, in each session for each class would come to the front and sit on this long bench.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And did you have, how did you know that you graduated from one grade to the next?
Well, we had report cards. You were issued report cards, so they told whether you, they were maybe in a little more simplified manner than what they have now, but they were report cards.
And you were just passed, is that true?
You passed on to the next grade.
What, can you sort of recapture the feeling toward, what did they call it, learning or education, was it held in a great deal of respect, or was it seen as a practical thing, or was it a kind of nuisance, or?
Oh, well, I don't think I could really answer that. I don't think, looking back, should go back to school. I think that during this period of time, during this Depression era, education was, you needed an education, but it wasn't, it wasn't pushed. You either went to school and did the best you could.